Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, November 20th. Happy Thursday. Today as we read, I'm just well aware of my need for the Lord and His righteousness, and I'm encouraged that the Lord provides for us through His Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord, and through His Word, which reminds us of His faithfulness. We have three really good passages today. Isaiah 61 is good news for the oppressed, their restoration, renewal, rebuilding, reward, recognition, realization that we are robed in God's righteousness. Lots of R's going on here. Then we'll move over to Acts, where Paul will recount for King Agrippa and all those listening his story of being stopped in his tracks on the road to Damascus. Then we'll go over to Psalm 130. This is my favorite psalm, and so I'll be reading the entire psalm for you in hope that as you wait for something today, that the Lord would assure you of His unfailing love and His full redemption. Starting with Isaiah 61. Good news for the oppressed. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it the day of God's anger against their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, He will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for His own glory. They will rebuild the ancient ruins, repairing cities destroyed long ago. They will revive them, though they have been deserted for many generations. Foreigners will be your servants. They will feed your flocks and plow your fields and tend your vineyards. You will be called priests of the Lord, ministers of our God. You will feed on the treasures of the nations and boast in their riches. Instead of shame and dishonor, you will enjoy a double share of honor. You will possess a double portion of prosperity in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully reward my people for their suffering and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be recognized and honored among the nations. Everyone will realize that they are a people the Lord has blessed. I am overwhelmed with joy in the Lord my God, for He has dressed me with the clothing of salvation and draped me in a robe of righteousness. I am like a bridegroom, dressed for His wedding, or a bride with her jewels. The Sovereign Lord will show His justice to the nations of the world. Everyone will praise Him. His righteousness will be like a garden in early spring, with plants springing up everywhere. Our second passage is Acts 26, 12 through 18. Remember, we're in Paul's defense before King Agrippa. But who all is listening in on this conversation? You may remember that Festus is there and Bernice. There are military tribunes who are senior Roman officers and other prominent men of Caesarea. So many people here are hearing about Paul's testimony. And I want to encourage you of the importance of testimony. That's my favorite thing about Friday podcast, is hearing the Lord's work in people. One day, I was on such a mission to Damascus, one where he was going after the people who followed Jesus. Armed with the authority and commission of the leading priests. "About noon, Your Majesty, as I was on the road, a light from heaven brighter than the sun shone down on me and my companions. We all fell down, and I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is useless for you to fight against my will.' 'Who are you, Lord?' I asked. And the Lord replied, 'I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. Now get to your feet, for I have appeared to you to appoint you as my servant and witness. Tell people that you have seen me, and tell them what I show you in the future. And I will rescue you from both your own people and the Gentiles. Yes, I am sending you to the Gentiles to open their eyes so they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. Then they will receive forgiveness for their sins and be given a place among God's people who are set apart by faith in me.'" Wow. Verse 18 is one of those verses that I would love to turn into a prayer. "Open their eyes, Lord, so that they might turn from darkness. Turn those who we love from the power of Satan to the light of God." Our final passage is Psalm 130. I get teary-eyed just thinking about this psalm. It is my constant companion. I'm so grateful for the hopeful message that it brings of God's forgiveness and that He is present even when we feel like the wait is long, and His promise of unfailing love and redemption. "Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared. My soul waits for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord. For with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Psalm 130 is a good parallel passage to both of the other passages we read. We are reminded in Isaiah 61 that God drapes us in a robe of his righteousness. It says righteousness, but I'm implying his here because we know that in Jesus Christ, we are robed in righteousness. And then in Acts 26, we also see a picture of Paul being redeemed, being restored, and being shown unfailing love by someone he was persecuting, our Lord Jesus. And then turning him around so that he might be a preacher, proclaiming forgiveness of sins in the name of Jesus and the power and light of God that defeats the power of Satan. And that is our hope, our sure, our assurance, our firm and steady anchor, is that the Lord of hosts, Jesus Christ our Lord, is able. He is powerful. And as we wait on him, Lord, help us to be attentive to your voice and your work. I want to end the podcast today by praying an adaptation of a prayer I heard on Daily Prayer, Common Worship, on 11:17. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, in every age, you raise up pastors and leaders for your church to reflect the light of Christ and lead us in the way of holiness. We thank you for those who have been shepherds of your flock. Bless your church today with gifts of care and nurture. Give a pastoral heart in our church to every member, to every Sunday school teacher, to every associate, deacon, and deacon, to those who are in any kind of leadership role, and those who are giving their time to help others flourish. Strengthen all those who are called to be leaders of your people. Thank you for your gifts of grace. Give wisdom and insight to all who are in authority in the church and in our nation, that they may use their power for good and the benefit of those over whom they are sent. We thank you for the pastors and spiritual directors whose influence is hidden from the world. Bless them as they quietly guide those who seek after your holiness and truth. We thank you for those who give pastoral care to the sick and the suffering. Help those who are distressed. Have mercy on those whose lives lack purpose or direction, and bring them the care they need for wholeness and healing. Have mercy on those who have been given bad advice. We thank you for all who have worked to lead others in the way of truth and are now at rest. Grant us in this life the spiritual guidance and pastoral care that will lead us to eternal life. Father, make us worthy of everlasting joy in the fellowship of all the saints, in the glory of your kingdom to come, where you reign forever and ever. Amen.